Meet our special guest, Chop.
Hi guys, I'm Bea.
And I'm Paul. And in this video, we are going to talk about living with your dogs in Valencia.
As some of you might know, we moved to Valencia, Spain in 2022 with our English bulldog. But living with her here was short-lived. We only had her for a month before she passed away. But we do think that we had enough time to explore the dog-friendly places and services the city has to offer.
Whether you're a local or planning to visit Valencia with your dog, we hope that this video will give you some valuable insights. All this coming up right after the intro.
Okay, so this is our favorite topic because we love dogs, and sometimes I still wish we had a dog, but sometimes no. And I'll tell you a little bit about that later. So today we're talking about having a dog here in Valencia, Spain. We're gonna start first with the services that are available in every barrio. So with, for example, Rosafa or El Carmen or Encourts, La Roqueta. So with every little barrio within this city, you can just walk around and see all of the available services for dog owners. So major parks will have dedicated dog parks. So these are the ones that are fenced in. Those would be like Park Central has one. I know Doturia has one. And there's a park near Movim where the library is, the public library is. And they also have parks that are for dogs. Everywhere else that you go, you can, well, most of the areas that you can go, you can bring your dog. Parts of the park, you can bring your dog. You just have to have them on a leash.
Right. It's easy actually to spot if you're close to a dog park or if you're already at the dog park because, well, number one, it's fenced in. But number two, it's just all dirt. There's not a lot of dog parks here that have grass on them.
So if you're in a grassy area that's not fenced in, you need to have your dogs on a leash.
One thing we've noticed too is there was a lot of peluquerias or dog grooming places, which I think would not useful for us because of Fifi.
She's a short-haired dog, but yeah, if you have a long-haired dog or your dog needs grooming, there's some really cool dog grooming places that we've seen around the area. They're really cute. Vets. There's also a lot of vets here. We were lucky enough to find a vet that spoke English when we first had Fifi checked out. So it was a nice, pleasant experience, very efficient, and we were able to get the blood test and the blood result that day,
right,
in that visit.
Yeah, and there's like a couple every block. It's weird because they're like right next to each other almost, so there's no shortage of vets here in Valencia for sure.
Aside from regular vet care, there's also emergency vet services available, and there's also a pet hospital here.
Another thing that we liked about the city is the abundance of pet supply stores. Not only can you buy the pet supplies from the pet stores, but you could also buy them from the tiendas, the small tiendas around the city.
Yeah.
They offer those too.
Yeah, the general stores that usually have like an assortment of things, you'll also find a few pet things, pet-friendly things. There's also pet-friendly hotels. We stayed at Petit Palace in Rosafa when we were looking for an apartment, and they provided a bed and what else? That's it.
Watering bowl. They gave watering bowl. Yeah, yeah. Well, also there are businesses, not just hotels, that are pet friendly. So you go to cafes or restaurants. They also have. You can bring your pets in there too.
And then if you're going on vacation, usually there's pet sitting or house sitting Facebook groups where you fill out a contract. There's no money exchange. You don't pay anyone. And they're, I think, more trusted. You get references and stuff. So you want to check that out.
That actually surprised me that people do that here, where you're coming from a different country and you need lodging, but you don't really have money. So you do that in exchange. You watch their house and then you watch their pet too. And yeah. It works. People trust each other.
No, but you have to build that reputation too. Like you get referrals and, you know, you from or reviews from past sits that you've done. So yeah, check those out. And then there's also the Rover app, which is an app on your phone so that you can look for trusted pet sitters. The same, you know, same thing. This one is going to be paid though.
So now let's go to the cost of owning a dog in Valencia. Well, as with any city, owning a dog in Valencia can be expensive. You're going to need to factor in the cost for food, the cost for toys, cost for grooming, but more importantly, the cost for vet bills.
So we're going to talk about vet bills right now. And surprisingly, it is very, very affordable to have your dog checked out in Valencia. From our experience, we went to the vet to have our dog checked out. We had her blood analyzed that day. We had the result that same visit. So within like 5 minutes, we knew her results. And we also took home some vitamins. And that cost 55 euros.
Right. On an average, it's about 30 to 40 euros for a visit, which is comparable. Coming from the U.S., I think it was about 50 to 100 U.S. dollars.
Just for a checkup, but then for everything else, usually when we take our dog, there's something wrong. So they'll check, you know, the urine, they'll check the blood, they'll give her something. And always we walk out of there with about a $200 to $300 bill.
So 55 euros here.
So emergency vet services, we also availed of an emergency vet service. It was around 8 p.m. at night and we called and the doctor said, yes, meet me at this clinic. And so we went there because we noticed that Fifi wasn't doing very well. And the cost for that was 90 euros to have him come after hours. Like we literally saw him unlocking the door and check her out and... he did an x-ray and that cost us 90 euros. So again, not too bad considering that we were the reason that doctor had to go to.
Right. For 90 euros, I think that's pretty good. On an average, it's about 100 to 200 euros for emergency visits, which is roughly about 115 US dollars to 230 US dollars. In the US, if you do that, which happened to us a handful of times with our two other dogs.
Oh, yeah. I went to an emergency hospital because our dog had some bleeding in his private area. That he was just scratching and it cost $500.
Yeah. So on an average in the U.S., an emergency room visit is about $300 to $800.
And then next. So overnight hospitalization, it costs 300 euros for an overnight stay, including all of the care and the IV that they would put. Everything was all in there. We didn't learn so much about this because that same night she passed away. So that's the extent of it. So that's all we know about a 24-hour stay would be about 300.
When it comes to spaying or neutering a dog in Valencia, it's gonna roughly cost about 100 to 200 euros compared to the US, which is about $200 to $500. The more complex surgeries here would average about 1,500 euros. And in the US, I think it was about 5,000 in Los Angeles from what I've seen. So the cost here is subjectively... Lower,
yeah. So, you know, this is just based on our experience as well. I mean, we didn't just Google the numbers. Like, these were bills, actual bills that we paid. So, kind of take that with a grain of salt. Okay, so there are also some rules when you have a dog in Valencia. First of all, your dog has to be microchipped, vaccinated, and licensed. So, you do have to register that to the city. We never got that far in terms of getting the dog licensed because she passed away before we got settled in. So we don't have that much information, but you do have to have it licensed with the city.
Right. And we read up, we researched about like the laws and stuff. So the first law that you need to know about are the leash laws. So these dogs need to be kept on a leash at all times unless they're in a dog park or a area where they can be off leash.
The off leash areas usually is like a fenced in area where they can run free and you'll see it. But most of the time, you will see other signs within Valencia.
Next one is, for the love of God, please pick up after your pet. Because the waste disposal here is very strict. The dog owners are required to pick up after their dogs.
There is a 100 euro fine.
You'll notice also when you're walking around with your dog that there are some dogs that have muzzles on them.
So if your dog falls under the dangerous breeds, they are sometimes not allowed in public parks, even when they are on a leash. Some are allowed, but they require to wear a muzzle every time they are out. So those are things that I know it feels kind of like, oh, I don't want to put a muzzle on your dog, on my dog.
But sometimes they do that too, because when the dog likes to pick up stuff from the ground, they put a muzzle on the dog. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the dog is dangerous. Sometimes they just like picking up stuff with their mouth.
Yeah.
Just like dogs do.
So yeah, so if it falls under dangerous breeds, you might need to put a muzzle, or there are places where they are not allowed, even with the leash on. So just be careful.
Now, here are the things that you need to look out for, and I really think that makes it unique when you're walking your dog in Valencia. First thing you're going to notice are the hooks outside of the stores, and they are hooks for leashes when a dog is not allowed inside the establishment. For example, like grocery stores or tobacco shops or the
pharmacy clinics.
Yeah, there's going to be a hook out there where you just leave the dogs and they will give you the saddest look, like they were left for dead, but they're okay.
Again, there are signs sometimes where dogs are not allowed. You'll see it in some of the parks. It will say gosos no in Valencia, and you'll see it. There's a dog with a cross. What is that? The red slash. Okay, and then there are some that says gosos amkoretha, which means dogs are allowed with a leash. And you'll also see that there's a person with a leash and a dog.
Another thing you need to look out for are the dogs. The dogs here are very sociable. So if your dog is a little anxious, they're gonna need to be able to adapt to the socialization. I think the dogs are rubbing off of the owners here in Spain, because the dogs are very social too.
When people are walking their dogs, usually they bring with them a squirt bottle to wash away like the pee and the poop residue. And then also, of course, they have poop bags, so they pick up the poo. You do have to watch out for landmines, though. There are some irresponsible dog owners out there. Do not be that guy.
Yeah.
Keep in mind also that you are in a city. Some high traffic areas can be a little bit dirtier. There could be some broken glass where your dog is stepping, or trash, or like some food left over. So just kind of like be wary of where you walk your dog.
Valencia can be extremely hot in the summer, with temperatures often exceeding 30 degrees to about 40 degrees
Celsius.
So this can be very uncomfortable for those dogs, especially when they're without their little tiny slippers.
Also, if you've seen our other videos about fires, then you know that Valencianos love fireworks. And the louder the firecrackers, the better. So for some dogs, it can get bothersome. It can startle them. It might give them anxiety. So that is one thing to consider.
Right. Fortunately for us, when we took care of our friend's dog, it was around that time. It was around March. And, she was deaf. She's deaf. So when we were walking her around and then we hear random firecrackers, she was unfazed. She was okay. She's the perfect dog for Valencia.
So if you have a deaf dog, Valencia is a place for you.
Low cost and low anxiety levels. Next are the phrases. I don't even know if we're qualified to do this, but
it's my favorite part.
It's the phrases that we have learned while walking around with the dog and interacting with the owners.
Okay, so if you see a dog that you like, for me, English bulldogs always. So I tell the owner, "Puedo tocar?" So I just say, "Can I touch?" And that's enough.
So it's "Puedo tocar a su perro." Tocar is probably not the right verb, but it's easier to say. So instead of saying, "Can I pet your dog?" you say, "Can I touch your dog?" And that's the polite way of asking permission to touch the
dog. One time I even said, like, "Puedo decir hola?" Like, can I say hi? She said yes.
She's a crazy dog lady. There are going to be times where your dog is going to be overly energetic and they're going to be running around the lawn or the dog park, and sometimes you'll miss them or you won't see them. So it might be helpful to say, "Mi perro está perdido," which means my dog is lost.
Hopefully not.
And then when they ask for a description and you don't know how to say anything, just show them a photo of your dog from your phone.
If another dog picks up your dog's toy, you can say suelta, which means drop it. Hopefully they'll drop drop the toy.
Yeah. But when we were baby dog sitting Nuga, we were playing fetch and another dog grabbed her ball and
ran away with it.
Yeah, so suelta,
we didn't know
what
to say. Next one, we could have said, "Ven aquí," come here. Well, we didn't say that either. So if you're calling a dog someone's dog, a dog who took your dog's toy, "Ven aquí" would have been a helpful phrase. And then you can say, "Hola, cariño," which means like, "Hello, sweetheart."
And you could also say, well, we're obsessed with old dogs, so we always ask, "How old is your dog?" by saying, "¿Cuántos años tiene?"
So what were our essentials when we took our little adopted dog to the park? One, of course, water bowl, something that's squishy is good, so easy and compact to bring.
The water here is drinkable, so there are water dispensers in the park. So all you have to bring is the water bowl.
I drink out of it.
Yeah, too.
So of course, like a dog toy, maybe not something that's squeaky. It was a bit of a problem because, like I said, Nuga is deaf. So she didn't know that she had a squeaky toy. But what it did is it called all the other dogs to be around
her. They're playing and they're like,
So maybe not a squeaky toy when you're outside, because it just attracts a lot of dogs and can be a little bit chaotic. Well, for us.
Yeah, and try to get toys that look unique, because one time we were playing with Nuga and then a dog grabbed her ball
and went around a corner, and then so it was out of Paul's sight, and then when he went around the corner, it was a different dog that he saw with the tennis ball, but he thought it was that dog, so he took the dog's ball.
Yeah, and the owners of the dog's ball, the owner of the ball was saying it's theirs, but I'm like, no, that's ours, and then turns out it's not ours
because it wasn't squeaky
and it looks the same as the other dog's toy. So just try to buy. These dogs don't care about what it looks like. They're just gonna attack it either way. So try to get something more, a little bit more distinct, easier to spot from afar. Another thing is you need to bring, well, customary are the plastic bags for the poop.
Usually we buy the organic ones or the compostable ones.
Right. And more importantly, a squirt bottle. When your dog pees, you kind of like have to move that out of the way.
Cleaning wipes. So for the paws, for the bulldog, definitely like under for the rope, and then for under the tail. So that's what we have. Also the leash and the harness. So I like a harness on dogs. I feel that, especially for bulldogs, because they pull and they're heavy, I don't like them being choked by a collar, so yeah, the harness is more comfortable.
I feel really bad for the dogs with a collar. I know it doesn't hurt them, but I'd rather see them in a harness.
Yeah, better. I think it's more secure too. Finally, realizations of having a dog in the city. So for us, because we are so used to having a front yard and a doggy door for our dog where she can just come and go as she pleases, she can go to the bathroom whenever she wants, she can, you know, sun herself outside if she wanted to, it was definitely eye-opening for us to be in an apartment, living in a city where there's no yard. It was such an adjustment when we were babysitting Nuga because she would wake up at like 6:30 in the morning and then she would want to eat. And then, of course, we had to bring her out. So, and it was winter, so it was cold. And, you know, you're in your pajamas, so you have to dress up and then you have to go put on a coat. You have to go downstairs and then you have to wait. So, yeah, realization is I would love to have an English Bulldog again, but I also like sleeping.
Well, another realization is when you walk around with your dog, there's more stuff on the floor here than having your own yard and walking around there. So their paws get really, really, really extremely dirty.
Yeah, like because you're like walking around barefoot in the city. Imagine that.
So we had to bring wipes. Every time we come back with the dog, we have to wipe their paws because she likes hopping on the couch. And I like planting my face on the couch, so that wasn't a good idea. So we had to like wipe it.
And then we would like to thank our friend Benny who gave us a stroller. So a dog stroller for us is invaluable because we have like a lazy dog. So she'll have bursts of energy and then that's it. And then we, you know, it was nice because then we can go for longer walks with the stroller. Also, if you have an older dog or some, you know, or a tiny dog that can't walk too far, then maybe a dog stroller is for you.
Yeah, you get to go farther and they get to enjoy the park because there's no way that Fifi would have walked from the apartment to the park and then have fun at the park. No way. So make sure you guys have a stroller for your dog.
If you have a lazy dog or an old dog.
So thanks for joining us in this journey in Valencia with your dog. I hope you got a little bit of insight from what we presented. Always remember, you know, try to respect the rules and regulations of the city where you're at. Not only Valencia, but try to be
a responsible dog owner. And yeah, we hope you have fun in the city.
As always, don't forget to subscribe and like this video. And if you want to know more about Valencia, you should check out this video here. Adios.
Thank you. Bye.